The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. The District of Kitimat will be celebrating 70 years of incorporation starting on March 31st. Kitimat Mayor Phil Germuth first explained why Kitimat is called a district and not a city or a town, and when the change was made.
When it goes by population and the area that you have. And so because we have a relatively small population but a very large area, you're called a district. So March 31st, 1953, our community officially incorporated as the Corporation of the District of Kitimat, which created our local municipality. And the municipality was officially renamed the District of Kitimat in 1970.
Mayor Germuth went on to tell the history of Kitimat that started with the need for industry development.
So what happened is the Aluminum Company of Canada back in 1949 signed a deal with the provincial government at the time called the Industrial Development Act. And that was where the Aluminum Company of Canada was given the rights to create the watershed, of course, the Kamano, and then to build a smelter here in Kitimat. And so what they did at that time is they knew they needed a workforce to build this smelter here in Kitimat and of course, to operate it. And so what they did is they hired out of retirement Clarence Stein. He was a world-renowned planner. And so that's why Kitimat is one of only, I think, a couple communities in North America that's what they call a planned garden community. And so what he did is before anything even started, he said, okay, you're going to be wanting to put a smelter over here, which is basically on the west side of the valley. And so the Kitimat River kind of separates the west from the east. And so what they did is they looked at prevailing wind patterns and all these different kind of things to say, okay, if the industry is here, where's the best place for residential? And they found that would be on the east side. So even if there were any emissions and smells or anything from industry, it wouldn't be going on to the residential. So the community has actually been very efficiently planned in that you knew where future residential neighborhoods were going to be so that your water and sewer and everything were actually a lot easier to link things to. So yeah, it's a very uniquely designed community. It's worked out very well. And of course, back in the, when they first started building the community, the only thing here in the valley was the Haisla Nation, right? There was no Kitimat. There was no other industry. So it's a very unique community that way.
And although the district of Kitimat has its roots in industry, Mayor Germuth acknowledged that it's a small part of the territory's history.
70 years as a municipality is a small part of the larger history of this territory, of course. That is the unceded traditional territory of the Haisla Nation. And, you know, we're very proud of the relationship the district has built with the Haisla Nation and the ongoing efforts to build it even stronger in the years ahead.
Kicking the party off on March 31st, Germuth ran down the celebrations that the district has planned.
Starting on Friday, March 31st, we've got a pop-up museum display in the City Center Mall. So that'll be, of course, it'll be photos from our history, things like that about the history of Kitimat, of course, and we'll be handing out cake. So Friday, March 31st, I believe, from noon to 4, please come on down for that. Also, free drop-ins are being provided for all residents to our leisure service facilities, and that's from March 31st to April 2nd to help celebrate the milestone. Also on April 2nd, they're doing a Bring Your Family to Paint the Ice at Tamatic Arena from 1 to 3. And what we're also doing with a special hour for those with sensory needs from noon to 1. And then as the year goes on, we've got exciting activities we have planned, include a youth movie contest in June. There's going to be a community picnic in July, a community movie night in August, a community trivia night, and then of course we're incorporating this celebration into other events like our annual flag raising ceremony and our Canada Day events.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.